all the nurses who graduate at any point in time are employed by the ministry. And so it's not surprising that we have the situation. And we also know that the deficit is too great. That is the appropriate nurse-agent ratio that we need to achieve. There's a big gap, which will take quite some time for us to do the bridging. Recently, when we had the launch of the National Nurses Day, I put out that Ghana will require about 38,000 nurses midwives within a period of 5 years to bridge the gap considerably. And so if the gap is this big, government is not employing the graduate nurse midwife. It's not surprising that we have this situation.
So you mean you have a deficit of about 38,000?
Exactly. In a period of 5 years, which we have to bridge. And it is not just about inadequacy of nurses and midwives, but also the staffing norms are not appropriately adhered to.
So in other words, it is not just simply because government is not employing, but also because some of the nurses and midwives have refused postings to other areas.
That is true. Government is not employing, and the distribution queue will have a problem. And these are a combination of these two factors. That is what we are seeing. But I still maintain that even if the number of nurses and midwives that are currently working are fairly distributed, we also have the exercise. That is the bottom line I seek to draw.
But as a way forward and as an association, what do you recommend as the best way forward?
Government must ensure that put in place attractive remuneration or incentive packages to attract nurses and midwives to be hard-to-reach areas. We thought that with the institution of the rural incentive packages, we're going to achieve a certain level of form of agreement between the staff that is supposed to post there and the government.